This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Gary V, talk to me about NFTs. Like, for someone who doesn't know anything about it, how would you introduce the subject and how would you want people to think about it going into the future?
The way I had dinner last night with some friends, and I said, look, there's only been two other times in my entire life I felt like this. Once was when I saw the internet itself in 1995, and the second time was over a course of a few months, similar to this, where it became very obvious to me that MySpace and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter were gonna change the world. And this Web 2.0, which later became social media, was gonna be the thing. That's how I feel about, no question, that's how I feel about NFTs. NFT stands for non-fungible token. A token is something that you find on the blockchain. It's for what it really is a digital representation, a digital asset, that can be as basic as most people see it now, which is just an interpretation of art or a collectible. And, you know, there are things on your shelf right now, right? That cup is not an active cup mug. That is a mug that is a collectible or a logo of your podcast. You know, it's a representation, and we do that in real life. However, that's where a lot of people think it stops. And for me, that's just where it starts. The token has an underlining contract capability in it. All of these digital assets have the ability to have a contract underneath it. What does that mean? Well, it means that anything that has a contract on Earth is capable of being turned into an NFT. And contracts come in many forms. Contracts come in the form of a ticket to a sporting event. Contracts come in the form of selling someone a home. Contracts come in a reservation to a restaurant, a signed contract to do a meet and greet with your fans. It might mean an obligation to send somebody a hoodie and a mug with your logo of your podcast on it. I think people learn from examples. Tomorrow, your podcast is exploding. You say, everybody, I have an NFT and we made 1,000 tokens. And if you go on, 900 of the tokens, if you buy the token, it's a very cool piece of art. I've teamed up with this other, Indian artist, but he happens to live in Brazil, very inspired by that culture and our culture. And he's made some cool interpretations of the microphone, of the earplugs, of the words of wisdom that have come out of my podcast, the guests that have been on my podcast. And the first 900 of them, they just come with a mug and a t-shirt. So if you buy it, you come to the website, you connect your wallet, which holds your NFT, and you'll also get a mug and a t-shirt. Now, 90 of them are a token that is in silver. Same pictures, but in silver. Those 90, all of 90 of you, twice a year, I will have an event and you can come and listen to my podcast live with 4 special guests. Next, 10 of them are in gold. If you buy one of the 10, you come and have dinner with me for 1 hour each or together. Or 9 of them are gold and we have a 10-person dinner, me and the 9 people that buy the token. The platinum, there's only 1 platinum token that will be auctioned off. That has dinner with me and you will be on my podcast. That is the part of NFTs that people are not thinking about. After the people get their, now, that's fine. That's kind of like easy to understand. Here's where it gets interesting. In the contract, it also says that every time somebody sells a token, you get a 10% royalty. All right? So now we do this whole thing. A fan buys for, let's use American dollars because I understand it better, 80 American dollars, the hoodie and the eight American dollars, the hoodie and the mug, and they have your token. Couple things. One, when friends in 2 years look at their public wallet, they'll see that they're a fan of you and they'll say, I listened to his podcast too. Oh my God, you've been listening so long that you got the original tokens. Got it? Social currency, like a blue check, like a following count, like a subscription, like what your rating is on an Amazon podcast. You understand? So there's going to be currency in having the token, proving what you did and what's supported and what you liked and what you collect. Number two, now I've been listening to you just like I have fans. And after 5 years, you're like, yeah, I got it, Gary Vee. I'm going to move on. Yeah, I still have this token. And somebody just offered me $500 for it because it was the original token and they're a big Gary Vee fan. I'm going to sell it. Now you made $500 or $450 because I make $50 on the transaction. So the artist, the intellectual property holder, the originator, now makes all the secondary and in perpetuity transactions on that asset, which is non-existent in our society. The end. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, "A man with the confidence to be humble enough to answer Larry King with, I don't know, when asked about how do we become self-aware, the man teaches and shows us we don't have to just hack the system and fake it. We can be our true, authentic selves, work hard, and not always have the answers and still make it like a champ." Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.